Just in Makasha, the parasha is from Yisrael, Mishpatim, and Truma. Parshas Yisrael we discussed is a parsha. It's a hechera parsha. Parshas in the midbar, everything's boif and nest. They're living their lives on a nest. It's not a civilized parsha. And the reason why the Torah was given in that matzav is because a person has to know that the Torah Kedosha in its purest, undiluted existence is b'emes a hechera zach. It's chem de gnuza. But the Rabbeinu Shalom gave us the Torah, and now after he gave us the Torah is leiba shemaimi. Torah is leiba shemaimi. That parshas mishpatim. Parshas mishpatim is the parsha we incorporate Torah into a court system, a bezdin, a ben adam lachaveroi, how to live our daily lives on piyat Torah. That's the transition between Yisrael and mishpatim. A person's got to know that mitzad echad Torah is a chemda gnuza, and he has to treat Torah with the proper respect. And mitzad sheni, a person has to know, but nevertheless, that doesn't mean therefore that he's got to keep it in the cupboard. He's got to keep it in Aron Hakodesh. His person's got to incorporate every part of his life has to be incorporated with Torah Kedosha. The result of that is the beginning of Parshas Truma. Parshas Truma is the parsha of Asili Migdash Veshachanti Besoichom. In other words, Besoich Kol Echad VeEchad. The whole idea of the Mishkan is a result of a Parshas Yisrael Mishpatim. In other words, if a person lives his life, every part of his life, a person lives al pi Torah, al pi derech Torah, with the halachas of the Torah, with the hashkofa of the Torah, so then lemaisa, a person is building a Mishkan. That is exactly what a Mishkan is. That's what the Baal HaTurim says on this week's Parshas Truma, Rosh HaTevis, Torah Mem. Mem, because Mem Yoyim, Moshe Rabbeinu Zim Shamayim, Mem Yoyim, it's serious of love, but Torah, Truma is Rosh HaTevis, Torah. Because the Ikah is, the Truma, Parshas Truma is the idea, as a result, a Teitzah, of the Yisrael Mishpatim. And there's many dugmois to show to illustrate this. Obviously, the famous halacha that we only make berachas haTorah, recite berachas haTorah in the morning, even though a person stops and starts his learning. But nevertheless, there's one berachas haTorah. Why don't you make a berachas haTorah every time you restart learning? Because the person is not mesiach das from Torah. I is not learning all the time, but the ma'aseh he's not mesiach das. He realizes that Torah is part of his life. Our chashulchan goes as far as to say, what happens when a person's in a mokim where he can't learn? The person goes to the beis hakisa, he can't learn Torah. So he asks the kasha. They Dafka was Mesiach Das. He's not allowed to not be Mesiach Das. So why doesn't a person have to make a new Bichas HaTorah every time he comes out of a Mokim where he's not allowed to learn? Teretz says no. Teretz says even there. There's Hilchas Beis HaKissin, Shulchan Aruch, Serpek, Brochus. There's no such thing, there's no such existence of a person wherever he is that can't incorporate Torah into his life. And that's why I make a Bichas HaTorah in the morning. And that's why the pasuk of Shinantam Levanecha, which is the Makar in the Torah for Hilchas Talmud Torah. The other Makar is the Gisav Yom Alay, that's the Yeshua. But the only Makar, the Chiv Talmud Torah that Rishonim learn, is the Chiv Talmud Torah, Min HaTorah, from Shinantam Levanecha. And the same pasuk says, Veshivtecha Bevisecha, Velechtecha Baderech, Chovashach Bechav Kamecha. In other words, part of Shinantam Levanecha is that you take the Torah with you, even when you're Velechtecha Baderech. Im Bechukosai, Teileichu. Even when you're outside the Bais HaMidrash. That's the whole Tachlis of Torah. That's the whole Akdama to Parshas Truma. A person has to take the Torah and has to try to find that there shouldn't be one empty vacuum of his life that's not Torahdik, that's not Alpiderach HaTorah, and it's not that Bechlal, not thinking what's the Torahdik perspective of what I should do now. And every single step of his life, a person must never take a step out of it. Chas v'shalom. Must never be Mesiach Das. That's the only heter for making one Birch HaTorah in the morning. That's building a Mishkan. That's Truma Troy Mem. Torah Mem, the Indian of the Torah. And that's why in the Mishkan itself, in Mamish, we had exactly the same two Bechinas. The Mishkan was made up of Parshas Yisrael and Parshas Mishpatim. What do I mean? You had the Kodesh Kedoshim, in there you had the Oren. Kodesh Kedoshim is a Mokoyim which is not Shaykh to this world. That's a Mokoyim of Chemda Gnuza. That's where the Chelik of Torah that's not Shaykh to this Briya Bechlal. That's the Chemda Gnuza Dikarum. And then you had the Menorah, which is also Merumas in Torah, which is the Menorah bought Or to the whole Kali. So that's the Chelik of Torah that a person has to incorporate into his life. So that's the whole Mishkan was all about living one's life with the proper respect for Torah, always remembering that there's an Oren, there's a Kodesh Kadoshim, there's a Chemda Gnusa, but then Mitzat Sheni realizing that the Baruch Shalom gave us the Torah, the Baruch Shalom and Paskin Loi Bashamayim Hi, Ein Mashgichim Bebaskoil Loi Bashamayim Hi, because the Baruch Shalom gave us the Torah to make this world into a world of Torah. Making this world into a world of Torah, it's called the Mishkan, it's called the Bais HaMikdash. That's Truma, that's Troy Mem. And made it that explains us the whole Achon, it's a Chodesh Adar. Shverish wanted Klal Yisrael to live their Gashmistic lives. Baharoyses Koyd Oishem Alchuso invited them to the Suda. Bevnishenen and Mr. Dosan Shalach Shverish. In other words, Klal Yisrael separated the two, and therefore, that's why there was a terrible gezeira went out. And therefore, In other words, not yearning for the Beis HaMikdash, the 70 years of Golus were up, not yearning for the Beis HaMikdash, and not yearning to incorporate Torah into our lives. And therefore, after Machias HaMalek, came of a Kibla, Yehudim, they were Makabala Torah. They were re-Makabala Torah, they realized that Achashverosh is just trying to make us live out, he's trying to keep the Sefer Torah in the Heichal, and we should live our lives outside. I mean, we should only remember Torah by Psicha, but otherwise we shouldn't. And therefore, the antidote, the tikkun to that was the Kim of a Kibla Yehudim. The Kim of a Kibla Yehudim was a Kabbalah that everywhere, every part of us is Torah. The mitzvah and Purim, all the mitzvahs are Mishta, the Simcha, but nevertheless, it's all Torah, the mitzvahs. It's all Halacha, the mitzvahs. And that's the Inyan of Purim, and that's the Hachana, and that's the Avoida of Chodesh Adar. When we come into the Chodesh Adar in Parshas Truma, we have to realize Torah Mem. We have to realize to make our lives into a Torah, life, incorporate Torah into our lives after being Mabes Sedra and Parshas Mishpatim. A person realizes that every part of his life has to be full of Torah. Then we'll be Zochem Ritz Hashem to Bias Mashiach of Canaan, to the Beit HaMikdash HaShlishi, to the Mishkan, to the Torah Mem, Ritz Hashem, and Meher B'Meinu Amen.